Skybound or Shonghua, written by Irrelevancy and read by Fens and Marshes. After watching Xiao Xingchen fight with Shonghua for the first time, Song Lan paused in the middle of their post-battle cleaning to say, "May I rudely assume we'll be travelling on feet more than on sword?" Xiao Xingchen paused too, before his cheeks went pink. It didn't seem like a flush of embarrassment, more one of amusement as he lifted Shuanghua into the air. "Oh, he's on to you," he spoke to his sword, which vibrated hard enough in response that the layer of snow on it came tumbling off in a fine powder. "What do you have to say for yourself then?" Then Xiao Xingchen finally met Song Lan's eyes, teeth bitten into his lower lip to stifle a laugh. "You assume correctly. My sword, to my deepest embarrassment, does not seem to like to be stepped on." "That sounds," Song Lan replied after a beat, "reasonable." In Xiao Xingchen's hand, Shuanghua shook off a little more frost, looking uncannily like a person tossing her hair in huffy, self-righteous agreement. Song Lan understood Xiao Xingchen's red-lipped amusement now. "She's happy with you," Xiao Xingchen said, rubbing an affectionate thumb over Shuanghua's hilt. They were seated among an outcropping of rocks, and he brought Shuanghua down to rest on his knees now. The spirit sword only had the faintest glow in bright daylight, but Song Lan could still sense the tremendous amount of cultivation energy pulsing inside the blade. He'd taken it for Xiao Xingchen's power before this point, but saw now there was a thread of origination running long within it. "Would you like to hold her?" And then Xiao Xingchen leaned in to conspiratorially whisper, "She would like you to hold her." "It would be my honour," Song Lan solemnly replied, face utterly straight even as he drank in the vivid laughing glow of Xiao Xingchen's eyes. Shuanghua was handed over, Fu Xue slipping deeper down Song Lan's thighs to rest in the valley where his legs met his hip. In Song Lan's hands, Shuanghua first brought with her Xiao Xingchen's warmth. Then she went teasingly cool, icy like the first thrust of bed-tempered hands into the morning bank of snow. Threads of ice began crawling over Song Lan's skin, skimming trails along the surface that formed, with elegant speed, frost flowers. Xiao Xingchen's eyes narrowed. "Flirt," he said, tone almost accusatory. The flowers glowed and melted into water that quickly solidified again, this time tickling in paths of brittle, clear ice. Song Lan's hands twitched. "What happened when you tried to ride her?" he asked. It wasn't the politest of topic choices, but he wanted to see what Shuanghua would do. Sure enough, the sword gave a violent little buzz that shattered all the ice on Song Lan's skin, sending a cascade into Song Lan's lap. Tucked against the warmth of Song Lan, Fu Xue shuddered into wakefulness upon the touch of Shuanghua's ice. "She threw me off and made me hang from my hands instead," Xiao Xingchen reported. "I was the laughing stock among my seniors for weeks." Shuanghua's sheath lifted itself from Xiao Xingchen's feet and slammed over the blade with resolution. Song Lan pursed his lips. "Serves you right," he interpreted, to which Xiao Xingchen generously, grievously nodded. "As such," Xiao Xingchen said mournfully, in a way that made Song Lan all of a sudden far more aware of his bottom lip and eyelashes, "this lowly one has never had the pleasure of enjoying a sword ride. His spirit sword is simply too willful." Unapologetic, Shuanghua licked another swathe of ice up Song Lan's wrist. It started a huff of laughter out of him before he stood up. Fu Xue tumbled from his lap, to hover at perfect stepping height between him and Shao Xingchen. "A willful sword for a willful master," he said, dryly gesturing an invitation. Xuanhua pulsed warm with curiosity in his hand. "And would this humble Daozhang like to try?"
"All on my own," Xiao Xingchen answered with big eyes.
A puff of white expelled from Xuanhua's blade, and Songlan didn't need help interpreting that at all. "Flirt. Willful sword, willful master." So that was how they all ended up shooting into the air, Songlan in front and familiarly balanced on Fu Xie, with Xiao Xingchen behind, holding lightly onto the back of his robes. Xuanhua was still in Songlan's hand. Xiao Xingchen, like a parent who fully recognized his child had a new favorite uncle, never even tried to ask for her back.
"Nervous?"
Xiao Xingchen tugged once to protest his sarcasm. "My knees are positively trembling, Song Daozhang." As they gained altitude, Xuanhua slipped halfway out her sheath as a meerkat peered out of its burrow in search of danger or food. Finding the mountain-clear skies, she slid out a bit more, then a bit more. Then she was sailing on her own beside them, casting a trail of happy wisping snow behind her sword point. Xiao Xingchen snorted, rather inelegantly. "The people sing her praises," he announced loudly over the wind. "But little do they know how much attitude her caretaker puts up with." When Xuanhua did nothing but sail a little faster, a little prouder in reply, Songlan tossed a grin over his shoulder. It was brief, and Xiao Xingchen's grip tightened on his robes once more. Was Xiao Xingchen truly nervous about falling off? "It seems quite nice," he said, "to have such a lively, communicative sword. Fu Xie is not like that." The blade underneath their feet gave a sudden, unfamiliar lurch. Songlan could feel cold starting to creep up the soles of his shoes, and Xuanhua pulsed once in bright blue warning. "Wait, I didn't mean..." Too late. Fu Xie tilted and tossed the humans off with aplomb. At least she had the decency to lean in the direction towards Xuanhua so that Xiao Xingchen, who lost his footing first, could grab onto his own sword. For his part, Songlan tumbled some ways in freefall before Fu Xie deemed the lesson learned and diving to slip her grip into his hand. So there they were. Two grown men, esteemed cultivators, who could not even ride their spirit swords, at least not in any dignified way. They hung, like two lopsided sweat drops, slowly descending through the air as Xuanhua's glow turned far too gleeful and entertained. Fu Xie sneaked a little stream of ice to nip once at Songlan's wrist. As she lowered him finally to the ground, he considered himself chastised. When Xiao Xingchen landed, he immediately went to his knees, curled up in teary-eyed peals of laughter. Songlan stood over him for a while, dull pink dusting his cheeks as Xiao Xingchen just kept laughing. Xuanhua and Fu Xie settled themselves into their sheaths in the most prim and self-satisfied of manners.
"Oh, Song Daozhang, don't be too bothered," Xiao Xingchen wheezed when he could finally pull himself up and together. His hair was windswept, and there was a bit of dirt on his forehead from when he kowtowed in laughter. Song Daozhang bit away a smile. "I've always preferred walking, anyways."
End of story. Thanks for listening. And if you liked this fic, remember to go leave kudos or a comment on the original by Irrelevancy. Reader's notes. I am very much not a Chinese speaker, native or otherwise. I am not particularly brilliant at pronunciation, but I've done my best and
I hope that it's not too glaringly obvious to listen to.
I nearly went to make finger guns to my mic again. This isn't even a joke I'm reusing, it's just a legitimate thing I did.